Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, June 5th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. isn't giving an exact timetable, but she does say a counteroffensive against Russia will happen soon. The ambassador said on Face the Nation that Ukrainian President Zelensky won't make an official announcement when it occurs. Two, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources says West Michigan is under extreme fire danger due to how dry the weather has been over the past month. 26 days of dry conditions, the second longest stretch in history for the area. West Michigan has received just 1/10 of 1 inch of rain since May 9th. And three, a Republican congressman closely involved in the debt ceiling negotiations says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's job is absolutely safe. Speaking on Face the Nation again, Garrett Graves of Louisiana called McCarthy one of the best strategists the party's had. Graves said any call to oust McCarthy is not a mainstream position inside the caucus. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. Yes, yes, the guest host is filling in again. But don't worry, Steve is back tomorrow after a break and vacation with plenty of stories to share. I've got less than 60 minutes more with you to try to squeeze in all the stuff I had planned to get to during these days that we've been together. I'll do what I can. Coming up this hour, we talk with Jason Hayes from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, David Bonson from the Bonson Group, and we talk about woke corporations and how we confronted J.P. Morgan Chase earlier this month, and Ted Harvey, chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. We'll talk with him before the hour is up as well. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the student-run radio station, WRFH, award-winning 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year. Our students do great work here. I just help them out. I also teach in the journalism department here at Hillsdale. Hillsdale.edu, by the way, for anything about the college you want to know. Hillsdale.edu. I'll mention here, which I haven't done for a little bit, you know, we don't take any money from the government, state, federal, zip. It also means no federal student loans for our students either. So our students are supported by people like you, as they used to say on PBS. We have page after page after page of privately funded grants and scholarships that our students are eligible for and can apply for and that help them through the process. But we can't do any of this stuff without you. And if you want to find out more or wish to help what we do here at Hillsdale, check out hillsdale.edu. And for all of our audio content that we've been putting together here at Hillsdale, the content is at podcast.hillsdale.edu. That is the brand new Hillsdale Podcast Network site, podcast.hillsdale.edu. Governor Ron DeSantis campaigning over the weekend. I'm going to grab two bites here. One is from South Carolina. He was in Iowa over the weekend on Saturday, but in South Carolina on Friday. And on Friday, Governor DeSantis had his remarks interrupted by a heckler. And we'll hear those remarks bleeped because the heckler used some profanity in her, her comments. And then the governor's response to her back on Friday. This is Governor Ron DeSantis and heckler. Cut one.
There's bad stuff that's getting into the schools. There's pornography that's getting into the schools. So the parents have had to blow the whistle in Florida. They've had to. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We're not going to let you impose an agenda on our kids. We're going to stand up for our kids. We're going to make sure to do it right. That's what we're going to do. Those people like that in Florida are the people we beat every single day on policy. We do not let them win. We win all these battles. We're not letting them indoctrinate our kids. Not on our watch.
Governor Ron DeSantis in South Carolina, the heckler, in case it was a little muffled, called him a blanking fascist. And you would think that that sort of behavior would be discouraged in the media or critiqued, criticized in some way. But no, no, that got the heckler a story in USA Today. Like that, here's the headline. DeSantis detractors criticize the Florida Republican and fascism in multiple incidents. So the reason for this piece is that woman shouting at Governor DeSantis, calling him a blanking fascist. And that gets you a USA Today story. They also link to, state representative? Yeah, a state representative in South Carolina. And oh, by the way, the lead singer of Paramore. Those three things are multiple incidents of detractors criticizing Ron DeSantis as being a fascist. Used to take a bit more to get a story in USA Today than rando at a rally shouting profanity at a presidential candidate. That usually got you, kicked out of the event and then shamed. But these days it gets you a story in USA Today. Rando calls DeSantis fascist, part of a pattern of random people calling DeSantis a fascist. Great scoop there. Good journalisming. Governor DeSantis also, in an interview, you might have heard last week, Donald Trump criticizing his former White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, for getting a percentage wrong. I think on Fox, she said he was up by 25, he was really up by 35, something along those lines. And Donald Trump went to Truth Social and criticized his former press secretary. Ron DeSantis asked about this because this is a pattern. President Trump critiquing now people who worked for him in the past and who were loyal to him in the past. Kayleigh McEnany did a great job as press secretary, and now she's thrown under the bus by the president. Ron DeSantis was asked about this and defended the fellow Florida resident. Here's Governor DeSantis, cut two.
Donald Trump had, even his greatest supporters would acknowledge, he had a tough time picking good people. He had a lot of terrible personnel decisions. People like Jerome Adams, his Surgeon General. Obviously, he elevated Fauci to lead the task force.
Are you saying Anthony Scaramucci wasn't a winning pick? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. So we know that there was a tough record, but Kayleigh was one of the greatest selections. She did a fantastic job, and her family's from Florida. She's from Florida. So, you know, we were very proud to see her up there. You know, it's funny because, like, you know, she's obviously, you know, she's younger, she's attractive, blonde. So people think, oh, she's going to be some. She's a Harvard-trained lawyer. She's an absolute killer, and she ate the press alive. And so for him to be attacking her, you know, I thought that was really, really bad, and it's not something that I think is good. But here's the thing. I think the voters in New Hampshire, just from the ones I talked to and in Iowa, they don't like this pettiness. You know, they don't like the name calling. They don't like all that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got big issues to deal with, and we should be focusing on Joe Biden and his failures. That's what I'm doing.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Kayleigh McEnany and the criticism she received from President Trump. The campaign now underway, as Phil Wegman told us earlier on in the show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. you know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.